I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. I want to tell you a story about a man who knew what it was to despair and wonder if there was any reason to hope. All of his life, this man had a profound sense of the presence and goodness of God. Life, as he and his family and community had known it, was hard, precarious, and uncertain. But this hardness of life could not shake his faith in God, and his faith that God was at work in the world, setting right what had gone wrong. So profound was his conviction that he quit his day job and became an itinerant preacher, proclaiming this gospel of God's unconditional love. Soon he noticed that people began to listen to what he had to say. They began to follow him. They heard him say that the most important things were the things of the Spirit, and that if we put these things first, everything else we needed would be given to us. He told his followers, don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat and wear. Life is more than all of that. Life is more than a Gucci bag. Life is more than Louis Vuitton. Life is more than Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. Look at the birds in the air. They don't work yet. God takes care of them. Are you not more valuable than these? This man, as the story goes, said, consider the lilies of the fields. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not clothed like one of these. If God lavishes such care on something as insignificant as grass, will God not much more clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. God already knows what you need. And if we put these things of God first, then everything you really need will be yours. I think I need to back up and say that one more time. God already knows what you need. And if you put the things of God first, then everything you really need will be yours. Well, the name of this man, of course, you know, is Jesus Christ. And the faith of the Lord was an absolute unconditional faith that God would love and sustain us and be with us no matter what. It was an absolute faith that God wanted righteousness and justice and would be there wherever humankind courageously took a stand for the rule of God in the world. So this man, very God and very man, this Jesus, courageously went to Jerusalem to take a stand, to say to the powers that be, that this is what believing in God really means. I'm Vashti McKenzie. Welcome to Holy Week. This is the season, this is the week where we once again go to Jerusalem with Jesus to take a stand, to say this, what it really means to believe in God to the powers that be. We're on a Lenten journey. Increase your prayer time, increase your praise time, read a book or read a book from the Bible. Turn your plate down, let's do the Daniel fast, and see what God says to us as we march into Jerusalem one more time. Now go and live in divine favor.